Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So I don't know about you guys, but in my neck of the woods, school started yesterday. So kids went back to school, not my two because they're in college. So college doesn't start for another week or two. And I was like, okay, everybody get your tissues back to school. My kid's like, Mom, I'm not in high school anymore. I'm going to college. I'm Joe College now. And I'm like, okay, well, just pre-study. I mean, that's what I did. I studied before I went to college because I'm like, I want to crush it. Everybody around me is like, you're a dork. But, you know, kids went back to school. I listened in on a press briefing on how the first day of school went. Superintendent said, looks like things went really, really well. Superintendent of the Clark County School District, Superintendent Jara. And so it sounds like a lot of parents were happy. There was, though, an interesting question brought up at the press conference. And apparently this is an issue bothering parents. So, well, the question that was posed is, are the teachers vaccinated? And can parents ask the teacher if the teacher is vaccinated? And the answer was a vehement no. You can't ask the teacher if they're vaccinated. Yet, teachers are asking the students if they're vaccinated. So, there was some criticism of what's going on there in terms of transparency on both sides, whereas a kid doesn't have a right to privacy, but a teacher does. I think everybody should have a right to privacy. But I did find that interesting that the school district is protecting the teachers from the parents and protecting them from a question about vaccine status. The only reason why I would think that would be is there are teachers that chose not to vaccinate. Now, again, I'm pro-vaccine. I'm anti-mandate. So I think the vaccine is working, but I'm not for forcing anybody to do it. But if students later are being asked to divulge their vaccination choices by their family or vaccination choice when it comes to COVID, then wouldn't it be reasonable then that everybody then, you know, be open about it? So again, I think there has to be consistency. Now, I understand that teachers fall under the adult age group, which means if they haven't been vaccinated, that could then fall under a choice. Whereas kids, only those 12 on up are able to get the vaccine. So obviously younger children can't get it yet. And a lot of parents are asking for the vaccine to finally get approved for younger kids. I'd still like to see the data. I want to make sure it's still safe, you know, for kids. My sons have gotten vaccinated, but then again, they're 18. So, I don't know. It is kind of interesting that some teachers do not have to divulge that, yet they can ask your child about their status. There's got to be some consistent rules. Now, Fauci has spoken up, Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying he would support vaccine mandates for teachers for the new school year. Now, some teachers don't start until next month. Others have already started. And, in fact, Randy Weingarten is in charge of, I believe, the American Federation of Teachers. She has one of the largest teachers unions. She, I believe, has voice support for moving forward with discussing vaccine mandates with teachers and teachers unions. So, you know, once the teachers get mandated, I think it is going to be a domino effect. The problem we have here is nobody's really talking to us about the exemptions. So apparently, according to the Civil Rights Act and the ADA, you cannot not have exemptions. Just like with schools. All right? Schools have to provide accommodations. They can't just say you pass the test or you fail. They have to provide accommodations for people that might qualify under the ADA. They can't discriminate against anybody. And so if you notice, all these mandates do have to come with exemptions. Religious exemptions or medical exemptions. Now, to receive a religious exemption or medical exemption is not that easy. Because somebody who is religious, such as a rabbi or priest or sheikh, they will be putting their licensing and their reputation on the line if they become known as somebody who will write the excuses, and then sadly somebody dies of COVID, they could be actually putting themselves at risk for liability. So I'm hearing it is a lot harder for people to find a religious exemption, although there are some clergy out there doing it. In terms of a medical exemption, same thing. I keep getting asked, who's getting medical exemptions in Las Vegas and Henderson? I don't know, and I don't think there's a lot of people out there because, again, they're going to be liable. The courts are not going to protect a doctor too well if they give a medical exemption for a vaccine and somebody gets COVID, dies, and the family sues. The courts at this point are not very friendly. And the reason why is the CDC guidelines basically say anybody, with the exception of full-blown anaphylaxis, can get the vaccine. But talk to your doctor. So the physician would have to get consent forms. It would have to be a whole process if he and that patient collectively not want to move forward with vaccination. The only thing is a family member and their ability to sue depends on how good an attorney they have. So there aren't a lot of doctors doing them. We are going to be talking about these fake vaccine cards, which are horrible. Apparently they're going like for $500. We'll talk about that. Not good. You get caught with that, you could get in a lot of trouble. But Fauci now urging teachers get vaccinated is very intriguing because now it starts to open up. It's not just the military and feds. Now these are civil entities, local government entities, and vaccinated individuals could still spread the virus. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in terms of courts. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So if you guys were worried about a flood of COVID cases, if you guys were worried about migrants flooding the border or bringing in COVID, we have a whole nother slew or a whole nother epidemic of fake COVID cards. Now, once the vaccines were given out last December, people who wanted to make money captured images of the cards. Everybody was posting them online. I posted mine online with a whole bunch of identifying information and seals covered, so nobody could reproduce it. But I did want there to be proof out there because I knew that there was going to be passports and I knew that people were going to threaten, you know, to take away our liberties if we didn't have the vaccine. So in case I lost the card, I could pull from Facebook, right, proof that I got vaccinated. I put the video out there. I mean, you know, I wanted the proof. You aren't supposed to take pictures anymore of getting the vaccine and all that, but a lot of people did, going, I don't want to be accused of lying. And maybe that's good, because the FBI, if they think your COVID card is fake, you could be in a lot of trouble. Not only those who are making the cards and selling the cards, but if you have a fake COVID-19 vaccination card, you could be in a slew of trouble. And fines up to thousands of dollars. I don't think imprisonment yet, but according to the FBI, unauthorized use of an official government agency seal, such as the HHS or Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is a crime. This act could be punishable under Title 18 United States Code Section 1017 and other applicable laws. The FBI said, do not buy fake vaccine cards, do not make your own vaccine cards, and do not fill in blank vaccination cards with false information. Now, this is a whole big alert. This basically was put out in March. But because we are being told that the prices of these things have gone up, okay, because colleges are requiring people to be vaccinated, there's a huge dark web and bootleg and underground market selling these things. I'm seeing prices being reported in the news, $200 a pop, $500 a pop, and people are buying them. And a lot of the people buying these are not Trumpers, like the media wants you to believe, but young college students that don't want to get the vaccine. So, according to the AP News, an Instagram account with the username Vaccination Cards, I mean, people aren't even trying to hide this, sells laminated COVID-19 vaccination cards for $25 each. A user on the encrypted messaging app Telegram offers COVID-19 vaccine card certificates for as much as $200 a piece. A Reddit user commented on a thread about falsifying COVID-19 vaccination cards, saying, I need one too for college. I refuse to be a guinea pig. On Twitter, one user with more than 70,000 followers tweeted, my daughter bought two fake IDs online for $50 while in college, shipped from China. Anyone have a link for vaccine cards? I mean, you know, if my kids had a fake ID, I don't know if I would brag about it on social media. Okay, you're not supposed to have fake identification. See, I was lucky. As a girl, I got in many times because the bouncers were cool. And in the 90s, you got away with a lot if you were a girl. So I never had to get a fake ID. So, but, you know, a lot of people these days now, because rules are strict. So according to a tally by the Chronicle for Higher Education, at least 675 colleges and universities now require proof of COVID-19 inoculations. The process to confirm vaccinations at many schools is just uploading a picture of your vaccine card to your student portal. In Nashville, Vanderbilt University places a hold on a student's course registration until their vaccine record has been verified, unless they have an approved medical accommodation or religious exemption. University of Michigan says it has a system in place to confirm employee and student vaccinations. A spokesman from the college told the AP that the school has not encountered any problems so far with students forging their COVID-19 vaccination record cards. So, what many, though, people are doing is, because it's a handwritten card, if it seems like a different paper stock, they might investigate. But there is no telling how many of these have been now circulating for 8 months. Now, I find this as a problem because of the root of what's going on. There's a desperation by people to have the papers. All right, and knowing, you know, what my family had to try to go through to escape the Holocaust and get papers and get, you know, being able to, you know, escape, you know, Nazi persecution, this idea that you have to have a piece of paper showing that you are vaccinated against a virus that you could still spread once vaccinated is just bringing this frenzy on. And for college students to possibly be facing criminal action, legal action, when they haven't even started their careers, starts to kind of make you wonder, are we going about this right? And I've seen schools and universities want to look like they jumped on the bandwagon and get the media press going. We are mandating vaccines. Look at us. Yay, us. You know, we're doing it for the cause. Meanwhile, you know, people are like, yeah, I've been vaccinated. Here's my card. Remember, the cards were pieces of paper. There's no telling how many of them are fake. There's no telling how many of them got them and filled them out themselves. It only took a sticker to put the lot number. Now, I made sure I got vaccinated and the kids got vaccinated through a health, you know, through the health district. There should be electronic tracing. Not that I want us to be on any list, but there's proof and I have pictures of it being done. But the average person that got the shot, they got the shot. And if, you know, it wasn't in a database, then, I mean, remember there were people giving it out on the street? Somebody had extra COVID shots, so they were out there, you know, on a highway. There was an accident, so there was highway and traffic, so they gave the shots to people. And I think they filled out a card, but it wasn't electronic. So the concern now I have isn't so much if people are spending $500 for these things. Isn't so much if they could spread COVID, because vaccinated individuals could spread COVID too. You know, I mean, it's their choice. If they don't want to get the vaccine and become hospitalized, that's their doing. That's their, you know, I don't think it's the wisest choice, but it's their liberty to choose. But my problem with all this is the frenzy for people to feel they have to lie. And this concept that there's all these fake, I mean, there's just these fake documents out there, and the ease at which people can fake it. And there was actually another concern I had that I forgot about that I'm sure I'll bring up in a second. So, you know, colleges are trying to keep college campuses safe. I get that. I get that everybody wants to look like they're supporting the cause. That's why teachers unions might start mandating their, you know, employees. But when you have an underground and you have this subversive, trend or these drives to look like you're in the clear and you're abiding. And I mean, it's just blatant. It is just all over social media. You know, you could get it here, you could get it there. I haven't seen it, but I haven't been looking for it. It just bothers me in that we're, you know, what are we actually really doing for public health? And if we're doing all this for COVID, then what happens with flu? What happens with Ebola? What happens? I mean, you know, how many people are really doing this? How many people have been doing this now for 9 months? It's very easy to tell. We know how many vaccines were given out, and then we see how many people are saying they've been vaccinated, and we'll know if there's 300,000, 400,000. But this is obviously concerning me because I think this is happening a lot more rampant than we think. And I don't think it has to happen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, I'm going.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Thank you. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is resigning following a bombshell sexual harassment report. Cuomo saying it's best for the state and will only help New York move forward. It will be effective in 14 days.
On this vote, the yeas are 69, the nays are 30. The bill, as amended, is passed.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing the tally as the Senate passes a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure package with broad bipartisan support, advancing a central piece of President Biden's economic agenda that will amount to one of the most substantial federal investments in roads, bridges, and rail in decades. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying she will not take up the bill until the Senate also passes a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure plan. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is levying new sanctions on a European country.
The White House is levying new sanctions against allies of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko on the one-year anniversary of his disputed re-election. The Treasury Department announced sanctions Monday against 23 people and 21 entities that are linked to the regime and the violent crackdown on protesters following last year's elections. The statement also cited the forced landing of a passenger aircraft passing through Belarus's airspace so that police could arrest a prominent opposition journalist as justification for the new sanctions. Lukashenko said Monday at a press conference there was no need for sanctions as he was ready to negotiate with the West. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is warning school officials that they could lose pay if they require students to wear masks. The governor saying on Monday the State Board of Education could move to withhold the salary of superintendents or school board members. DeSantis saying he wants to protect parent and students' rights. USA Radio News.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to talk about fat shaming. And fat shaming is a term that has come up recently as we have been anti-bullying over the last 10, 15 years. And we have tried to stop the meanness that has occurred to kids who have been called fat. Fatso, all sorts of terms. And it was just crushing to see people in school treated like that when I grew up. But on the flip side, we've gone the other way where we don't want to even bring up somebody's weight such that we have a major obesity crisis. And we're going the opposite so we don't look like we're fat shaming. That when people are overweight, we're like, you look good. You know, you're born this way. This is who you are. Be proud of it. You're, beautiful. you know, in your own way, and to heck with everybody else. And as a doctor, I am supposed to toe the line of public health, and public health, it does relate to, you know, keeping people's weight down, avoiding smoking, avoid excess alcohol, avoid excess sweets, moderate exercise. So, in the news, an Olympian, Jessica Maiolo, 31 years old, was kicked off Team USA paintball because she fat-shamed a teenager hospitalized for COVID-19. Now, this was very insulting what she did. Team USA paintball is not, oh, I'm sorry, she's not an Olympian. She is not, this is not associated with the Olympics. I'm not sure why they call themselves Team USA. That kind of implies Olympics, but anyway. And apparently, Maiolo shared a TikTok video in which David Espino, 17 years old, was apparently in the hospital. And Jessica said he doesn't need a COVID-19 vaccine. He needs a, choose the F word, a Blinken treadmill. And she said this because David Espino appeared to not be of ideal weight. Now, she has thus been kicked off Team USA paintball. It is not affiliated with the Olympics. I was going to say, paintball now, a part of the Olympics? Wow. Anyway, they cut ties with her because she shared this video on TikTok where she scornfully reacted to the news report that a Florida high school all-star football player was battling COVID. And Team USA responded saying, we try to respect every individual's right to opinions, express them personally. But then they said, our investigation into the troubling conduct of Miss Maiolo has been concluded, and we have decided to remove her from the team indefinitely. And I don't understand why these kids do this stuff on TikTok. I think everybody wants to go viral. It's this urge to be famous. And she makes this video where she pops into view of this TV that is talking about this football player, and she makes the joke that he needs a treadmill, and she thinks, you know, she's going to be famous with it. Well, yeah, she's famous, but now she's famous and fired. So the statement said, playing for Team USA paintball means representing the sport at the highest level and being a leader both on and off the field. We are an eclectic mix of culture, opinions, and ideas, and that's what makes our sport so great. We cannot tear each other down, both within our community and out. We are hopeful this will serve as a valuable lesson for anyone paying attention. So Maiolo then shared a statement on Instagram, never my intention to shame any individual. What started out as me expressing my personal opinion about something I feel quite passionately about has turned into a moment of regret for the situation I put my teammates or sponsors of the sport I love. So, you know, here's somebody where, in the hospital, he's on oxygen. It looks like he was on BiPAP, oxygen being put, or CPAP, continuous positive airway pressure. And, I think he survived, hopefully. But, you know, this is inexcusable, but there is a growing discussion that many people are bringing up and want spoken about in terms of the responsibility of not only society, not only family, but an individual when it comes to their health. And when a doctor tells a patient, you got to lose some weight, that's something that has been advocated in medicine. If, you know, who's going to tell you that your weight is unhealthy? It's got to be your doctor. If the doctor doesn't, that could be negligence. But patients don't want to be fat shamed. And I noticed I had to be very careful talking about weight with my patients. You know, once Yelp would allow reviews of doctors, and these things would be so fake, you know, that you have to really be careful of how a patient perceives what you're trying to say. And you can't defend yourself online saying, look, this person is morbidly obese. I'm trying to save their life. You can't say that because then you violate HIPAA. So you just have to get beaten up. And many of them won't say on Yelp, Dr. So-and-so tried to, you know, talk to me about my unhealthy weight to save my life. They're going to say, this person is a thief. You're like, where did they come up with that? So there's no way to prove or prove your innocence on these Yelp reviews. And so I noticed a lot of doctors are like, I'm not going there. Many doctors stop checking people's hearts. They're like, I'm not going to put a stethoscope near her breasts. The last thing I need is to be accused of assault. And then additionally, many of them have stopped gynecological exams. I can't tell you how many male doctors, primary care, say, I just don't do it. I just refer out to gyne. Because, again, they don't want to be accused of something. So when doctors are afraid, and doctors are, I mean, doctors are becoming very afraid. That's why Obamacare happened. That's why all these things happened, because doctors wouldn't speak up. But doctors are so fearful of public opinion and of being accused of fat shaming or accused of assault that they are willing to sacrifice patients' health as a result. Now, the argument is you are no good to a patient if you're not in practice. So if you lose your license, if you get sued, if you get accused of something and there's no way for you to defend yourself, then you can't help any patient. So the society has kind of let it go. If you don't want to tell somebody about their weight because you don't want bad reviews and that's going to hurt your business, fine. Don't fat shame. But then who's going to tell somebody they're overweight? Now, sadly, society went the other way in the 90s, and I think early 2000s, where you had to look like a skeleton to be a model. Well, society fought back and said, that's ridiculous. We are going to allow full-figured women to be honored for their beauty as well. And I can appreciate that. There's a lot of full-figured women out there. And, I mean, I'm fuller. I got a lot of curves. I have to lose weight, though. I don't think my weight is as healthy as it should be, and I have no problem admitting that. I would love to be the way I used to be. Sadly, menopause really changes your weight. Genes set in. I exercise daily. I try to watch what I eat. It's an uphill battle for me. You know, but I don't want to be shamed. Now, I don't need that. I'm aware. So, you know, is it that people are aware and they really don't need other people to sit there online and tell them? Or are we all in this state of ignorance? Ignorance is bliss. We could take a selfie. We could make us look good, make us look skinny. And we're like, oh, well, then I don't have a problem. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800. And drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of us spend a lot of money on tax dollars. Our tax dollars are supposed to go to our roads. They're supposed to go to our hospitals. They're supposed to go to feeding the poor. Supposed to go to public transit. Well, apparently, our country needs more. Hence, a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill has been passed by the Senate. Not sure where our tax dollar money is going to now. They made it sound like we don't have enough tax dollars to do everything we're supposed to be doing with it anyway. Not sure where that money is going. But the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill has been passed by the Senate. We'll go to the House, where $110 billion are for roads and bridges, $39 billion for public transit, $66 billion for railways, $65 billion to expand broadband internet, $25 billion to repair major airports.
I'm a little shocked by that because don't airports spend charge us a lot of money? Don't airports make fees already by all the, like, the $4.50 bottle of water? I don't know. $7.5 billion for the first-ever network of charging stations for electric vehicles. Not sure what that would do to our power grid, but $73 billion is going to modernize America's energy grid. $21 billion to respond to environmental concerns like pollution. And then in addition to that, as we talked about, the vehicle mile tax that they're going to pilot and see if it's going to work where you charge people per mile driven. They're doing this to compensate for fuel dollars lost because 18.4 cents a gallon goes to the feds, and they're not going to get that as we go more electric. So they're trying to figure out how else to get money. So they're thinking about taxing per mile. Well, that's going to turn around and cause people to not want to go to work and stay home and not use their car. That might help pollution. But I think it would be better to shift the tax to their electric power usage. If your fuel car uses fuel and your electric car uses electric, then just kind of keep it similar, keep it consistent. But one thing that I get very frustrated on is when we pay our tax dollars to our politicians and our politicians don't do their job. And we have some breaking news. The Texas Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that state Democrats can be arrested if they fail to show up for a legislative session on voting rights. Texas Governor Greg Abbott vowed to arrest more than 50 Democratic lawmakers who left the state on July 12th, denying the state House of Representatives the quorum required to approve the voting legislation on his special session agenda. On Sunday, Texas District Judge Brad Urrutia issued a temporary restraining order in a case filed by 19 Texas House Democrats against Abbott, challenging the state's power to arrest them for political purposes. Now, Texas is among several Republican-led states, and they are pursuing new voting guidelines. And former President Trump, I guess, had brought up concerns about the integrity of the election when it came to people not getting a ballot, people getting two ballots, ballots not going where they're supposed to, ballots not being counted. And so there's been a lot of back and forth. So I think both sides, Democrats and Republicans, agree that any election could be at risk if we don't have a better means to, you know, validate, votes. Sadly, though, people think it's going to weigh towards one side or the other. So a 29-day standoff inched closer to ending yesterday as several holdouts returned. And Republicans were going to be close to being able to have the 100 lawmakers required to have quorum. Now the Texas House of Representatives is just 5 members shy of a quorum that could end the stalemate, which Democrats, they went to Washington, they didn't have their mask, they posted selfies and all sorts of stuff on their plane. I think they were supposed to wear masks on the plane. And some even went on their vacation because they had non-refundable tickets. But, you know, if tax dollars are going to politicians doing their jobs, then and they aren't doing their jobs, even to vote no, that's a problem. So what happened is they tried to not allow the vote to happen, and so it couldn't move forward. Now, if the House and Senate did this all the time, nothing would get done. You know, our legal process is such that you don't boycott a vote. You, even if you're going to lose the vote, you vote your way. You know, like repeal and replace Obamacare or public option or all the things that have happened. I mean, you know, that's the part of the democratic process. We take a vote. But as a group collectively avoiding the vote so something can't happen, now that starts to violate your contract in terms of being a public official and being there to vote for, you know, on bills and agenda items. So I believe I think there are laws out there where if you do flee and not do your job on taxpayer dime, that could be considered a crime. So we'll see what happens with that. But the Texas Supreme Court did cite with Governor Abbott that if they did, leave and use government taxpaying dollars to flee and not do their job, that could be an issue. I tell you, the drama. This year, it has no less drama than any other years. It's just been one thing after another. As you know, Governor Cuomo is going to resign, is leaving in 14 days, does not want to go through the impeachment process, is resigning. Lieutenant Governor is now going to be taking over. In the meantime, we have rising kids' hospital admissions. And this is obviously raising huge concern. Parents want some transparency on what's going on with teachers. Are teachers vaccinated? Even though vaccinated individuals can spread the virus as well. And hospital admissions are starting to see more kids. Respiratory illnesses are coinciding with the fact that we have now, issues where kids have been kind of locked down and away from others for months. I think their immune systems are a little weak. And so now they're being hit by this wave as well as other illnesses. They say children's hospitals across the country confirmed increasing number of pediatric inpatient volumes, including Nashville-based Monroe Carell Junior Children's Hospital of Vanderbilt, Children's Hospital Colorado, Children's Hospital Los Angeles. Texas Children's Hospital also reported an uptick in COVID-19 cases among younger residents, the Delta variant behind 80% of the new cases since July 1. So the Delta variant is blamed for the majority of COVID infections, but we sadly have an issue where we don't really have a vaccine yet for kids. It's being studied. Many parents and pediatric groups are asking for the FDA to hurry up and approve it. The American Academy of Pediatrics is urging the FDA to quickly expand authorization of COVID-19 vaccines to younger age groups due to rising cases and the fast-spreading Delta variant. Pfizer said it intends to request emergency approval for use of its vaccine in kids age 5 to 11 by the end of September. They plan to submit data on younger kids age 6 months to 5 years shortly thereafter. The FDA has requested drug makers behind authorized COVID-19 vaccines to broaden the size of pediatric clinical trials to better detect for rare adverse events. And again, in order for clinical trials to happen, you need parents agreeing to letting their kids get the vaccine. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I'm kind of concerned that we do have widespread cases in vaccinated individuals and how vaccination doesn't necessarily stop the virus from spreading. So we'll see what happens there. And don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.